It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. On Monday, Judge Douglas McCullough of the North Carolina Court of Appeals resigned his seat some 36 days before he turned 72, which is the mandatory retirement age of the court. The reason, McCullough says, was simple.
I retired at that time because I did not want my legacy to the court to be the elimination of my seat and the impairment of the court on which I served.
This all revolves around a new law passed by the GOP-controlled General Assembly. It seeks to reduce the number of appeals court judges from 15 to 12, with the reductions happening when judges die, resign, retire, or are removed. But McCullough, a registered Republican, acted before the law took effect, which allowed Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to appoint a Democrat to replace him. For McCullough, this is not about the political persuasion of who replaces him. It's about what he watched as the law to shrink the court worked its way through the General Assembly.
I watched the debate on that law very carefully. I saw that people who raised questions about it were brushed aside. One of our judges went to the Judiciary Committee meeting with the correct statistical information that showed that the statistics that they were putting out to the public to justify the so-called reduced workload was really erroneous. Four chief justices wrote a letter to every member of the General Assembly saying that this was going to be harmful to the court. And I watched each of these arguments being batted away or not acknowledged in any way. And so finally, it was one weekend, I'm looking at what's going to happen to this court. Do I want to draw a salary for 36 days as a judge and watch the court be impaired when I leave? And that was something that I couldn't do.
So your main disagreement is that the Republicans argue that the court needs to be shrunk because the workload doesn't justify it having 15 judges anymore. You're saying that's not the case?
That is definitely not the case. And it is strictly, to some degree, it's a matter of numbers. But numbers really don't tell you the complexity of litigation. The complexity of litigation today is much more so than it was 15, 20 years ago. The legal arguments, the statutory entanglements, everything is more difficult, so it takes a little more time to write an opinion and to make that opinion clear so the public understands what the rules are. Secondly, we have five panels. Every time we have court, we might have oral argument in one or two cases, but there's 12 cases on the docket that day. So if we have five panels times 12, that equals 60 cases each time we have court, and we have court 20 times a year on the average. That renders 1,200 opinions, about 100 a judge. And when you break that down, that's about two a week. And that means Thanksgiving, Christmas, the times that you want to be out with your family on vacation or the days you're sick or whatever. So it's a fairly hectic pace.
Now, you've laid out the reasons why you don't agree with the law, at least in terms of the numbers and the workload being misrepresented of the Court of Appeals. What about the politics behind it? I guess I should say the presumed politics behind it, that it's a move to reduce Governor Cooper's power and prevent him from appointing three Democrats to the court.
Why they were doing it is something they'll have to give a better explanation, I think, than what they have rendered so far. Because on the day they introduced that bill, they could never shrink the court to 12.
What do you mean by that?
There's only two judges on the Court of Appeals who will turn 72 during the course of their term in office. That's myself and Robert Hunter. People have confused Judge Calabria as the so-called third judge. But Judge Calabria's term runs out in 2018. And I don't know that she's made a public statement or not, but I cannot imagine a judge on our court running for re-election at age 71, knowing that they only had 9 months to serve, and think that they would even have a chance of getting re-elected, because that would become a huge election issue. And the only grounds for elimination of the seat is death, removal, resignation, or retirement. Therefore, in just looking at the chronology of who's serving, how old they are, on the day that they introduced that bill, on March 1st, they should have been able to look at our court and say that this bill will never achieve its stated goal.
Are there long-term consequences because of this law, in your view? And I mean, are lawmakers getting involved where they shouldn't be?
Well, you should look at the court's business, of course, and its flow of work. The court York State, a 12-person court for 23 years. We've been at 15 for 17 years. During those 23 years, when I joined the court in 2001, we had 1,000 cases in backlog, almost one full year. The Democrats had left it for a long, long time, neglected. So obviously the legislature should have paid closer attention to the courts than it did. But we certainly have cut into that backlog now, and we're a very efficient court, and we're operating quite well at 15 and meeting our caseload demands. So our caseload has not fallen nearly enough to tamper with the size of our court. And if we went back to being a court of less than 15, my estimate is that our court would probably decide about 200 fewer cases per year, and our backlog would grow, and that means 200 cases where people would not have their litigation resolved. And I think that's a heavy price to pay.
Now, retired North Carolina Appeals Court Judge Douglas McCullough. We reached him at his home in Atlantic Beach.